Do you recognise any of these names? Mae Jemison, Sally Ride. They are the first women to travel into space, blazing a trail for many others, including our next guest. Dr. Meg-Anne Christian has been selected to join the European Space Agency's trainee program, becoming Australia's first female astronaut. Meg-Anne Christian, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You have said that being an astronaut is the coolest job in the world. When did you first start dreaming about being blasted into space?
I mean, I guess all kids think that being an astronaut would be pretty cool. But I think when I was a kid, I was fascinated by space. I loved going to space museums. But, you know, Australia doesn't have a human spaceflight program. It certainly didn't back then. The space agency is very, very new. So it was really just kind of in the back of my mind. I didn't really think that it was something that I could do. But then about 8 years ago, I moved to Italy in Europe. And in Europe, there's the European Space Agency. And again, I still wasn't really thinking about it. But a couple of years ago, I had a winter over in Antarctica. I spent an entire year in Antarctica. And I was running other people's experiments, looking after the observatories for atmospheric physics and meteorology, so looking into climate change. And it was really cool just doing this important research and in such extreme conditions. So it was both a challenge for myself and a really interesting thing to do. And I thought, okay, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And it was about that time that I heard that the European Space Agency was going to be recruiting more astronauts soon. And that's when I decided, yes, I have to do that.
That's okay. So then you landed at, I can't help myself, I have to do this. We all recognize the names of some of the first men to go into space: Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin. But who are your role models?
Well, I'm a big fan of Samantha Cristoforetti, who's an Italian astronaut from the 2009 class. And she was the only woman in the European Space Agency. She's the only current female astronaut until these last selections. And it's just so exciting because there are 17 of us in the current class and we're nearly half women. So it's such an amazing step forward. That should have happened a long time ago, but I'm glad that it finally has happened now.
You moved to Australia from the UK when you were five and went to school and university here. Was that education instrumental in reinforcing the idea that working in space can be more than a dream? I know you've explained to us the kind of journey when you realised it could be real, but did your education in Australia instill a love for this and a idea that you could do it?
Yeah, definitely. It instilled a sense of adventure in me, the willingness to challenge myself constantly. I mean, I've always had so many opportunities for doing lots of different activities and doing them to the best of my ability. From, you know, sports, I did a lot of martial arts, to the academic side of things, and then extracurriculars while I was at school and also at university. So I think being a well-rounded person, having a kind of generalist attitude rather than necessarily specializing in one thing, because astronauts need to be able to do a lot of different things. So I think the opportunities that I had throughout my entire education to really commit to a lot of different things definitely helped me.
I would imagine the selection process to become a trainee astronaut is pretty rigorous and tough. What did you have to go through to secure one of these places?
Yeah, well, there were 22,500 people that applied around
22,500. That was the pool you got chosen from. Holy dooly. Okay, yes. Keep going.
Well, and it was also an extremely long process. It took about 18 months. So first of all, it was just like applying for any job. You submit your CV and motivation letter, and we had a questionnaire to answer too. And then, of course, they had to get down from this hugely large number down to about 1,400 people who were then invited to do some computer-based testing, which is kind of like what pilots have to do to get into a commercial airline. So there's maths and physics and logic, memory, spatial reasoning, all that kind of thing. And from there, if you were successful in that stage, you got invited to the psychological stage, which was interviews with individually with psychologists and a panel with psychologists, also some group work exercises and some exercises in pairs, just to see whether how you go in a team and how whether you can be both a leader and follower and that sort of thing. From there, if you're successful in that stage, there was the fourth stage, which were the medical tests, and there was an entire week of medical testing. And finally, the stages 5 and 6 were interviews, the first one with the head of the European Astronaut Centre and a panel, and the last one was an interview with the Director General of the European Space Agency. So an extremely long and challenging process.
That's incredibly rigorous. I would have felt like that was quite overwhelming. How did you hold your nerve during such a long process? You know, really steel yourself for that process and knowing how to jump all of those hoops. I just find that the mental element there really an interesting story. Walk me through it. How did you cope?
Yeah, it was a tough year and a half, I have to say, because they really tested our patience. I mean, when you have to come down from such a large number of people to a small group in the end, I mean, I understand that it takes a long time, but never did I think, oh yeah, I'm guaranteed getting through to the next stage. There was not a moment when I was sure of that happening. So there were always some nerves, a lot of sleepless nights, but you know, I just stayed positive and was aware that it was a long shot, but I really wanted to keep going. So, you know, I just did.
You certainly did. Now, you mentioned you worked in Antarctica, a place that you describe as White Mars. You say that experience was perfect training for space expeditions. And is that what you lent on in your not only your preparation, but in, you know, selling yourself in this process, that you had that the fortitude to deal with your own company and your own, because there's so much solitude with some of this, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there were just 13 of us for the entire winter period, which is 9 months, and we were completely isolated. So if something had happened, nobody would have been able to come in and help us. So we were completely self-sufficient. And definitely that experience of being self-sufficient, being in an extreme environment and getting along with people like that would have definitely helped a lot. And I think it was viewed very well by the European Space Agency, because there are actually two of us that have spent a year at Concordia in the final 17.
Ah, that's very interesting. So now, do you have any idea of when you might be allocated a place on a mission? How does the next process work for you?
Well, this is the first time that ESA has a reserve pool. So it's still all a bit to be defined. But basically, the Director General said that we're all astronauts. We're all qualified to be astronauts. So basically, it's a matter of waiting. They only have a certain number of space flights booked at the moment. So that's why they've taken 5 career astronauts to start their training. And in the meantime, the rest of us, you know, we're waiting for our chance to come up, whether some mission will be financed in the future. And I think that's a pretty good chance, because the space industry is growing a lot. I mean, there's the commercial side of things. And of course, there are the Artemis missions that have just started. So there is some good opportunities coming up in the next few years. So, you know, I have no idea when it will be, but I'm pretty confident that something will come up.
I also know, Megan, that you are very good at waiting, so I suspect that you will just be poised waiting. I've loved this interview. Your life, your career, and your resilience and patience is quite laudable. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Megan Christian has been selected for the European Space Agency's 2022 trainee program, becoming Australia's first female astronaut. What a trailblazer.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.
Hi, podcasters. Just thought I'd give a quick shout out to The Science Show. I read your text, so I know you all love a good science story. Of course you do. So check out The Science Show with the fabulous Robin Williams on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.